In a letter posted this month to the Forest Service's website for the Tongass, Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart directs the Petersburg Ranger District to withdraw the agency's March 2015 decision for the Mitkoff Island project. Agency spokesman Kent Cummins says the Forest Service took that action November 13th.
We feel that there may be an opportunity for enhancing the project's scope of work. When I say that, in terms of timber, which can potentially help facilitate the transition to more of an industrial-based focused on young growth over the next decade or more.
The federal agency is trying to transition its timber program on the Tongass to focus on younger, second-growth trees over the next 10 to 15 years. That's instead of larger, old-growth trees in unlogged areas that have been the traditional offering for sales on the 17-million-acre forest. The planned harvest units are along most of Mitkoff Island's existing system of forest roads, an area that has seen several decades of logging. The 35 million board foot sale as proposed would have been a combination of helicopter logging for a larger company outside of Petersburg, along with some micro sale offerings for local sawmill operators. Cummins says the agency is considering its options, including a new proposed action.
Of course, that would require additional analysis and a new decision document if we do that.
Cummins could not say at this time whether that would mean a more involved environmental impact statement document or a shorter environmental assessment like the one the agency prepared the first time around. That was an issue brought up in the lawsuit filed back in May by five environmental groups. They argued that the sale was the largest on the Tongass, approved with that less comprehensive analysis document in two decades. The review is required for timber sales and other development on forest land under the National Environmental Policy Act.
Well, we're definitely pleased, but, you know, it is important to note that if the project simply returns repackaged, the impacts don't go away.
Becky Knight of Petersburg is a board member for the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, one of the groups that filed suit. The lawsuit argued that the proposed sale focused too much on old-growth forests that's important for deer winter habitat.
Specifically, in our complaint, we raise this as a social justice issue, where the neediest hunters are forced to go elsewhere to meet their subsistence needs. And this often means big water crossings at the absolute worst time of year to places like Admiralty, where deer is more plentiful. But many of the neediest hunters don't have the means to get there. So they usually just have to quit hunting altogether.
Low deer numbers on Mitkoff and the eastern side of nearby Kuprinoff Island have forced a shortened two-week season and a one-buck limit for local hunters, among the most restricted deer hunts in the region. The Forest Service's analysis say deer habitat capability on Mitkoff Island is expected to decline with or without the proposed sale because of cumulative impacts of past logging. Meanwhile, representatives from the timber industry have said economics of the sale could be improved. However, they say the offering is needed by sawmills and logging companies as soon as possible. There's no timetable for when a new analysis could be out from the Forest Service. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.